Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, My Talkers, it is 5 o'clock somewhere. In fact, it's 5 o'clock here in Minneapolis, St. Paul at the My Talk 107.1 studios. We are hanging out with Lori and Julia with our own version of Happy Hour. It is the third hour of the Low Day program, so sit back and enjoy, guys.
Thanks, Grant.
Save the best for last.
That's right.
Because last night, Madonna was on with Jimmy Fallon. It was an epic, very memorable appearance. Also back for the first time in 2.5 years. Is the Classroom Instruments.
Yes.
And they did music, and it was, we posted the video. It's very cool with the glow in the dark. And if we can play a little bit of the beginning of music. So Julia didn't think the sound was that great.
No, I don't think Madonna can sing.
Okay, that's what you thought. I thought this was so fun. Grant did post it, but let's take a listen. They're just all nice and cozy, which is why they haven't done this in 2.5 years. Can we play a little Grant?
I think it was so good. I don't know what you're saying.
This is one of your and my favorite songs.
I love this song.
This was, Grant, one of our favorite songs. The album cover,
I think because it's Classroom Instruments, they're just doing it with all these and that song was very produced and had like this super.
It had a different. She was auto-tuned at the beginning.
Yeah, I really like this. I found it absolutely just delightful and charming.
Are we surprised?
I know, but Grant, wasn't that good?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, yeah. It's a fun little, and to see them all do their little thing,
she's just doing the triangle. Yeah, and it was such a fun song.
When it drops, the beat kind of drops there at the end. They change it to like a black light thing. It's a cool vision. It's really visual,
really
too.
Cool. Yeah. And so we posted that for you in case you didn't get a, you know, watch it. But then the interview started, and she, we've got audio, and it was the most chaotic interview. I wondered, did she take something? Did she?
Yeah.
First of all,
what?
Over her in the double wide.
Yeah.
Madonna is starting to look like Joan Rivers.
She mm-hmm. did say that.
And it was not.
I did say that. And it wasn't said
by me.
Yeah.
Number two, mm-hmm. Lori sent me just a picture last night. And that was it.
She was showing up. I, you know what? Here's the thing that Madonna, for some reason, like, I used to like her. She's really bratty with Jimmy Fallon. She's a super brat with him. And in a way that she wasn't with David Letterman. And I don't know if it's because she's older than he is, but it's no.
She was way more charming. David Letterman and her had completely different chemistry.
She's very bratty and bossy. And like she told him, this interview is going to be all about flirtation and seduction. I don't know if we have that or if we have her talking about her grills, but she informs them.
Yeah.
This interview is going to be all about flirtation and seduction. I'm like, honey.
She didn't sit down and say, thank you for having me on. She's so entitled.
She went right to this. Now, this is the beginning of the grills. Okay. This is the beginning of the grills. Okay. And she just says, this is kind of where she just puts her demands out there.
Okay.
Two things.
Oh, that's right.
Before we get into like the meat and potatoes of our
historical.
No, I'm not going to cause any problems. Not this time. I've sold over $400 million, so you correct yourself. Right?
I'm sorry.
Okay. And then the other thing is, I just got these new grills, and if I start lisping, will you tell me?
You already are.
I'll take the bottoms out.
Let me see them. Ooh, they're beautiful.
You like them?
Yeah, I do love them.
I designed them.
Wow, you designed them?
Uh-huh.
Now,
right?
Let me see.
Can I try?
We have this posted for you to look at, too.
If you start.
They're my birthday grills. It's almost my birthday, so I got myself a pair of grills.
With this sapphire.
What do you get? What do you get for the girl who has everything?
Grills.
Yeah. I thank you for doing Classroom Instruments.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
And she told him, I feel like I had the ugly teeth. I mean, you can't even understand her.
Lori.
And then he said, like, you do. Jimmy,
hi, Mom. I lost my front teeth.
Yeah. I mean, she right away, I'm thinking she's not used to giving interviews because she's so uncomfortable. I mean, I like that she sat down and corrected him on that she sold 400
right,
million.
Right, because he said 300 million.
Yeah, no, I like that. And then you got to tell me if my grills
are lisping.
I
want you to isolate that and play it every once in a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell me if my grills are making me lisp?
And then she shows her, and then I'm like, don't spread your lips like that. You don't have an Insta filter on. And she's going like that. And I took a picture of it and sent it to you. No.
You
no.
don't have
One
an
One of them
Insta-
is like black. It's like a black crystal. Or
no, it's a looked like a blue stone.
Stone.
Like a
something.
Sapphire.
There you
if
go.
That was in. And then she tells him, I've been wearing grills for years. And I'm like, no, you haven't.
No. Yeah.
Maybe 10 years.
I love how she goes, I'm not trying to cause trouble. And then right when she said that, he goes, Jimmy's like shaking his head like you are.
Because the next thing she said, well, this interview is going to be about flirtation and seduction. And I'm like, okay, Madonna. Okay. And she kept talking with her eyes closed. Now, I don't know if that was because the lights were too bright, if she feels self-conscious about all the injectables and whatever she's done to her face, because it's striking. It's striking.
Okay.
She does not have a Dr. Crutchfield in her life.
No, she doesn't.
The dermatologist she has is not bragging about it.
She doesn't have a coach that tells her when you are a guest on someone's show.
She didn't even bring up the Beyonce Queens remix.
No, which is the biggest thing that's happening right there.
This week.
Okay.
Share that.
Do we have any other audio?
We do. We do. We have her. Play either
Just
one.
Play it.
Okay, well, we'll do this one where she talks about who she wants to collab with.
Okay.
This is interesting.
Are there any people that you go like, oh, I think eventually I want to do something with them, or you haven't done that you want to?
I mean, there's one artist that I worship more than anything in life, and
She's
I would
scratching
love to
face.
With him, and that's Kendrick Lamar.
Well, yeah.
His new record is like history-making.
It is unbelievable, right?
Mind-bogglingly brilliant.
No, yeah. It's not.
Are there any people that you go like, oh, I think eventually
that's
wanna...
it. But, oh, I don't think...
Okay, she could have said, I just did a collaboration with Beyonce.
Why wouldn't she leverage that?
I don't know. And she closed her eyes when she said Kendrick Lamar. Now, I don't know much about body language, but one thing I do know is that people close their eyes when they lie to you.
That's true.
And I feel like she used that name to keep herself relevant, quite frankly.
She's got people. Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce is bigger than Kendrick.
The Queen remix of
but
Break
My
Soul.
She wanted to
mention. It made me so mad. It made me see red.
Just play
red.
The next take.
Okay,
cut.
Let's play the next one.
I just want to hear it. To listen.
This was about how she thought her career was over back at the MTV Music Awards.
Well, this is so dumb. All right,
I don't know why they chose like a version, because I thought it was, you know, quite controversial, but... Yeah, it turned out that the controversial thing wasn't the song itself. It was my performance on the MTV Awards, the first MTV Awards that ever got. Yeah. Did you see
that?
When I did that show and I walked down these very steep stairs of a wedding cake, and I got to the bottom and I started dancing around and my white stiletto pumps fell off. And I was trying to do like the smooth move, like dive for the shoe and make it look like it was choreography.
Yeah.
And my dress flipped up and my butt was showing. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Those were the days when you shouldn't show your butt to have a career.
Yeah.
Now it's the opposite.
Yeah.
But it happened by accident. And when I didn't even know my butt was showing. And it wasn't even like the whole butt. It was just like a butt cheek, like half of a butt cheek.
Enough butt to cause a controversy.
Yeah, but when I went backstage, my manager told me my career was over with.
She sounds like Liza Minnelli a little bit.
She does, because she's very pleasuring,
and her story kind of bugs me, because her story is she kicked off the shoe and didn't follow. Kicked it off.
No, it is, and for you... To say this.
Because it makes me...
It's infuriating that
it makes me sad.
I think that's it.
It makes me sad because she's so cool. She's so awesome. She doesn't need to try so hard. She is an icon and a legend. I'm praying that Cher wasn't too busy eating ice cream with her mom, Georgia, last
Georgina.
Night. Georgina, I want her to reach out and call Cher because, I mean, Madonna needs a friend, a legend friend. fact that she didn't bring up Beyonce.
It's that one to me is the craziest thing because she's
uncomfortable because she doesn't have an Insta filter. Those bright lights. She wore a terrible outfit. She's like many a woman who's in her 60 something years. She's maybe gained a little weight. Then she went and put in that lardo butt to give herself some street cred and look like 25 from behind, I guess. I don't know. I just want her to just accept her legendary status and stop all this farting around with grills and this, that, and the other thing.
We listened to a couple other lines, and she sounded so entitled.
And how about when she humped Jimmy Fallon and rode him like a pony with her padded derriere?
You rode Grant. She's copying you, but you didn't hump him. Thank God. That probably would have been.
I was using my crop to guide himself in the right direction.
But I'm just saying I guess.
It was chaotic. It was chaotic craziness.
And I think that she derails it every second. And what I think the bummer is that, boy, she would have so many great stories to share. If she could sit down like, I am so delighted to be here. Thank you for having me
on. Well, I mean, she doesn't have to go that far, Julia.
But one thing, like, let him guide. Yes. Let him lead.
Yeah, she
has to be in charge.
Yeah, I mean, and the obvious thing would have been, is there anyone you want to... I just did this amazing collaboration. Because what she's promoting is this box set with her 50 number one hits.
Fine.
But the thing she should have
already have the Immaculate Collection.
Right.
I haven't liked anything since then.
Yeah, she could have just said, I just did them, you know, an amazing Break My Soul and Beyonce name drop. You know, like that was an obvious thing, but she just can't get her head out of her butt, I guess. I don't know.
Well.
I don't know. I love Madonna, but I also, she disappoints me. But I like the classroom instruments, and she doesn't care, of course, at all. But I really am interested in her just grabbing her legend icon status and wearing it without so much insecurity. It doesn't look good.
That's it exactly. Okay, mm-hmm. So when we come back, it's time for the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, I gotta say, this has been like the richest, most gossipy August I think we've ever had. There's a lot been going on.
It's been quite delicious.
It kind of has. Usually we're like scratching and scrounging.
Yeah. You know, some stories are serious and harrowing, yes, and others are delightfully frivolous.
Yes.
So we've got a little bit of both today in the Dirt Alert. Let's start with the serious. Anne Heche, gravely injured and in a coma following a car crash last week, had drugs in her system and is being investigated for possibly driving under the influence.
It's not going to matter because I talked to Casey about this and he said it'd be a miracle if she lives. Being in a burning car for a half hour.
He said
this, just the smoke inhalation, the damage. And he says it can just
take a while to die. That's how Jack died on This Is Us.
Yes, but he had a heart attack. He had a heart attack. He did. You're thinking of David Cassidy's dad.
Jack Cassidy. Mm-hmm. He died in an apartment fire.
Yes. Did he live for a couple days after the fire?
Oh my goodness, I can't speak to that.
I feel like he did.
Oh, but that was
sad.
Yeah, Jack Cassidy, the actor, his condo caught on fire. I want to say
a lit cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anne Heche,
what was she under the influence of?
I just want to wrap up the Jack Cassidy thing.
Yes.
He did not live.
Oh, he didn't. Okay.
Past the fire, and in fact, it was a very severe fire.
It was.
Okay. Yeah. Anne Heche, she's still alive, and LAPD could not comment right now on presence of cocaine, fentanyl, alcohol. Okay. Now, what they are saying, though, is that they did find traces of fentanyl, but they're saying they can't determine whether or not
got that for pain relief.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Saying that, you know, that might have been administered by doctors to deal with the excruciating pain she was probably under after being in that fire.
I can't imagine. Yeah. I can't imagine.
No, I can't
either. Terrible.
And I hope, she's on, you know, her lungs don't work.
No, I know.
She was in a car
that was on fire in the middle of a house for a half hour before she was got taken out.
Yeah.
Severely injured.
Yeah, it is a grave situation, and that's what people are saying today regarding Anne Heche.
I feel bad. Her boys are only 12 and 20.
No, I know. I feel bad for her kids.
Mm. Yeah.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So we'll move on to the frivolous now. Ben Affleck's upset over paparazzi at his Paris honeymoon with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, he was. He didn't like that sleeping picture on the Batumouche.
Yeah.
Why is he telling us this now?
Well, a source is telling Page Six that Ben was a little freaked out in Paris. This was a whole new level of paparazzi for him.
Right.
Now, remember, Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck, their wedding back in 2002 was the subject of much paparazzi scrutiny. Right. And they even considered having decoy brides on the day of the wedding. But, you know, if you see Ben Affleck, some of those pictures of him on his Parisian honeymoon, he's got a stern look on his face. But Jennifer Lopez looking fabulous in all her dresses.
It doesn't bother her.
No,
this has
at all.
Always been their different approaches to fame.
He just has to look through it.
Yeah.
He's never liked it.
No, he hasn't.
He's not comfortable with it. Probably because he's always caught smoking cigarettes.
Yes. And that's what he does all the time. Mm-hmm. So just own it.
Yeah. Well, at least he brought Jennifer Lopez to his favorite place in the universe, Dunkin'. So it's like, you know that this relationship is serious when she agrees to take her paparazzi strolls at a Dunkin's in Santa Monica.
Right.
A celebrity divorce this afternoon that looks like it's going to get pretty ugly. Singer Michelle Branch is calling it quits with her husband, Black Keys musician Patrick Carney, 3 years after they tied the knot. Now, she's telling TMZ the following statement, quote, "To say that I'm totally devastated doesn't even come close to describing how I feel for myself and for my family. The rug has been completely pulled from underneath me, and I now must figure out how to move forward. With such small children, I ask for privacy and kindness."
That sounds like it.
Did he run off with the babysitter too?
Who else ran off with the babysitter? Everybody?
Olivia Newton-John's first husband, the father of Chloe. But he was 11 years 35 younger.
35 years ago.
Yeah, but he was 11 years younger. He was like 22 to her 33. I mean, we could have predicted it wouldn't work out, but he did run away with the babysitter.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we don't know if Patrick from the Black Keys ran away with the babysitter.
But the way she says it. Feels like her trust was shattered.
Yeah, exactly.
So he did something.
Yep. Yeah. Now, Patrick was Michelle Branch's second husband. They got married back in 2019 in New Orleans. Mm. And they have two children together, small children, including a six-month-old daughter.
Oh, that's always sad.
Yeah. Michelle Branch was previously married to Teddy Landau from 2004 to 2015.
Oh, geez. Well, maybe they're going to get back together. Maybe they're going to work it out. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like she caught him red-handed.
Now, TMZ noting that Michelle Branch hasn't appeared to have filed the divorce documents at the time, but, you know, that statement... into it.
Yeah.
Speaking of more celebrity gossip, Kevin Federline.
We did not see this coming on our bingo card.
No. Okay. Well, in case you missed it, the bingo card was filled with Kevin Federline dumping videos on an Instagram account of his children having arguments with Britney Spears a number of years ago. Just parent-child arguments.
Yes.
Basic. Basic 101.
Oh, my goodness.
Put on your shoes before we go in a store.
Right.
Especially since she got so ridiculed by the paparazzi when she went barefoot into the gas station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly, Julia. Well, now TMZ is reporting that Britney Spears' sons are allegedly scared of how Britney Spears' fandom are going to react to her claims that the teen boys have been, quote, hateful.
He is doing these boys no good, involving them in his whatever he's doing. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, a source close to TMZ said of Kevin Federline that Sean Preston and Jaden James, those are the names of their sons, are in fear and that they could be put in danger by overzealous fans.
Well, he's just doing that because his lawyer told him, say anything because you're in a world alert for posting these videos
of these kids
and their mom when we're a two-party consent state.
Exactly. And Britney Spears' attorney, Matthew Brosengart, said as much, Lori, in a statement, putting it pretty much on the line, saying, buddy, that was a really poor move, and I'm paraphrasing.
We're going to figure out every which way.
Uh-huh. What do you think about this beef going on over at the Today Show between Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb?
It's real.
We've
been reluctant to talk about it.
I don't want it to be real. I don't understand where the rift started.
Multiple TV insiders think that Savannah Guthrie deliberately overslept today to show NBC News who is the real boss, quote unquote. Now, this move amid reports of a feud between Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb, who's on vacation this week. Now, one Today insider telling Page Six that this would never happen. She's literally the $40 million woman. She's showing them who's boss, and they can't do the show without her.
I hope they use this on the morning show.
This bothers me because it's two women, and I'm just, I didn't want to believe it's real. Neither of us did.
No, we didn't really want to, but yet they've hardly worked together.
Well, John Hamm's on season three of the morning show.
Yes, we saw that. I think that's going to be great.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy gossiping.
Thank you, Holly.
Appreciate it.
My talkers, it is a Thursday at 5:30, so let's get to some of these theories.
She has a theory.
As I'm sitting in this studio with you, Julia, and I'm surrounded by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 salt shakers in here.
I have 1, 2, 3 salt shakers in here.
If the cafeteria is wondering where the salt shakers are, they're all up here in the studio because apparently we're very salty. But you know what?
I've never used a salt shaker in here once.
Hold the salt
but
for
we
a
have
longer.
One at our desk.
Yes, we do. They did a study, 21 clinical trials involving 30,000 people, and if we were to start sprinkling salt substitutes in our meals, we could add years to our life. This global study that found opting for a seasoning other than salt lowers the risk of premature death from heart disease or any cause by more than 10%.
Okay, but besides heart disease, what else does it lower? Because if it had Alzheimer's...
Heart attacks... And strokes by 11%.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Water weight, too. If you keep the salt out of you, the bloatiness goes away. When I was a wrestling coach, I always told my kids, stay away from the salt. You need to lose.
Everything's salty, and there's so much stuff in salt you don't realize. Exactly. We're already getting a lot of salt.
Our studio. We love salt here.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Morton Salt is getting a new endorsement. They're just signing the deal today.
That's right.
Grant is shaking his 16 shakers he has.
This was published in the journal called Heart.
That's probably an important one.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
The magnitude of the cardiovascular protection afforded is determined by the magnitude of the fall in blood pressure, and salt substitutes is the way to go. And they looked at people all over the world, Europe, Western Pacific region, the Americas, and Southeast Asia, because there are some countries that don't use salt, but spice in other ways. So anyway,
remember new salt? I used to do that, and then I just quit, and I just went back to salt.
Salt. Well, Julia, apparently...
Am I going to have to get new salt again?
Well, the reductions in blood pressure among people using salt substitutes were consistent. It didn't matter your age, your sex, where you lived, your history of blood pressure, your body mass index, anything. Standard table C or rock salt is virtually 100% sodium chloride. In low salt, up to 2/3 of the sodium is replaced by potassium.
All right, whatever all that
But means. We need this mineral.
You do need some salt in your diet.
And you get plenty in your food. That's what people don't realize. It's your food.
Western diets are high in processed food. So the low sodium salt is a thing, but low salt is...
I use low sodium soy sauce.
Yes.
But I'm trying to think if I use soy sauce maybe once every
like
6 months.
Like a quarter teaspoon of low salt.
Yeah.
Which is a salt substitute, contains 23% of your daily required potassium.
See, that's what I feel like I'm low on. But is there potassium in salt, regular salt?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. But in a salt substitute, the sodium is replaced by potassium.
Oh, that might be a good thing for me then.
Yeah, it would be a good thing for a lot of people. I know, you know, salt is not sexy. They tried to make it sexy with the Himalayan sea salt and all of that.
Is that the same thing? Because I'm looking at salt substitute in Himalayan
rock salt is 100% sodium chloride.
All right, so they're just trying to sell it, make you think that nothing.
Low salt, and it's actually called L-O, and then salt, like low J, but low salt.
All right.
Anyway, so that's just to hold the salt for a longer life. I'm going to leave.
Because the stroke one is one that would...
11%, yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that is a big number. I'm going to leave this study...
In the room?
In the room between the salt shakers.
I would keep it on a salt shaker. No, we all do it around here. Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. You know who's going to pick that up tomorrow?
Bradley.
Yeah. Those are all Bradley salt. He has, that's why we have so many of them. These are not from the cafeteria. Bradley bought a Costco box of salt shakers.
Oh my goodness.
And they're all over this entire station.
Is that why they're here?
If you go to every studio, there's salt shakers. Bradley, thank you very much.
Makes me laugh, Bradley. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, so this is from the journal ACS, Food Science and Technology, and I'm going to be real honest, not a favorite. Not a fan. Because food science and technology, just those three words together scare me.
Well, it sounds like math.
It sounds very much. But listen to this. This is kind of an interesting study. Your mom might have been onto something, but with the wrong ingredients. How can you make a sweet treat like sugar cookies more nutritious? A new study suggests adding a banana peel to your recipe. Using banana peel flour in sugar cookie batter creates a cookie loaded with more nutrients and tastes exactly the same. I never even knew about banana peel powder.
Either did I.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're making a comeback. For years, you know, people have just thrown them away. But in other countries, people have eaten their banana peels, fried them, tried to figure out a way to digest them because they're very fibrous. The old banana peel, if you've ever, you know, accidentally bit you know into it, but they looked at the they took ripe undamaged bananas and they blanched them, dried them, and ground the skins into a fine powder, and then they made cookies just like they regular.
So you'd have to
buy banana. Someone needs to get on the, stick and start making some banana peel flour.
Okay, because I'm just going to say, I don't know how my blender would handle or my Cuisinart handle blending. I mean, that's a tough thing. Your blades would go.
Right.
I tried to use my egg slicer, you know, with those thin things.
I love that thing.
I did too. I was making some egg salad and I decided to use it on some giant olives. I went down, ping, 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 they all broke.
They all broke because you had a seed?
No, there was no seed in it.
Oh, it was just too big.
It was just too weak.
Yeah.
Those blades are made
for an egg. That's right.
For a hard-boiled egg, right. Nothing harder.
Anyway, so there you go. For someone who wants to have a, you know, maybe a food business, I've just given you banana peel flour.
Lori, thank
Good luck to you.
Okay. I love that idea.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, that is something. Now,
because I have almond flour. I have all these other flowers. Oh, yeah. If you have it, I used it once.
All right.
For half a second.
Want a higher salary? Be more active on Twitter, says this study.
Get at it, Lori. Would you?
For this study, researchers analyzed the compensation data on chief executive officers, so CEOs, chief marketing officers, chief information officers, you know, product, people, blah, blah, blah. And they looked over a 3-year period and they looked at the tweets on each executive's personal Twitter accounts. And the reason why, and this was done at the McComb School of Business at the University of Texas at Austin.
Okay.
That's a mouthful. Executives who promote their experience and qualifications on Twitter are 32% more likely to attract higher paying jobs after interviews because people go and look at what you got going on.
And I suppose Yeah.
They can't be too self-promoting, well, that's and that's kind say. Of the thing.
Maybe an interesting article that I find this interesting, you might too. Well, you're sharing things that way? Or?
No, you're actively self-promoting on Twitter or would just benefit from... But, I mean, if you're in the business world and you're doing something, it's a good idea because everybody checks out your social media.
Yeah, they do. LinkedIn and, is big time.
Yeah, and if you're not any good at it or you're kind of lame at it, people are going, oh, you're not too much of a go-getter. Mm-hmm. Just saying, if you're in that executive pool of employees.
I get it.
Now, do not... think you should be doing this like for rants and raves about, you know, like in-laws, boyfriends, girlfriends. Airing the dirty laundry is not the way to get a raise in any social media form. You know, people who are real
that's
the easiest way ever for employers
for someone not to want you
not to hire you on your social media. You have to be very careful. You got to have your Finsta.
There you go.
Whatever you call the fake Facebook, you know,
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
Finn says fake Insta.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you don't, you only a few people will know what it is. So you can have your you can have your expressed thoughts that won't come back to haunt you unless, you know, somebody in your group rats you out with your fake Insta.
Got it.
Finsta.
All right. I've got the Finsta. I love it. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Laura.
All right. Listen, we got to go. We'll be right back.
I like that song. I wonder if anyone saw Khalid the other night, and I think the game sounded like it was fun last night, the soccer all-star game.
Event congestion was big time last night.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because everybody thinks the only exit to get off to go to Allianz is Snelling Avenue in St. Paul, but you could get off at Creighton before, you could get at Lexington afterwards, but yeah.
Don't people use their Google Maps?
I don't know if it tells you exactly that. Okay, this is, you know, CW is your wheelhouse.
I love the CW.
I know it. So this is a new show that starts tonight. Have you heard of this? Bump?
Bump? No.
Bump. It starts at 8 o'clock tonight, probably 7 o'clock here, on the CW, an Australian series about a high school girl who doesn't realize she's pregnant until she gives birth.
Oh.
It's tonight. It's called Bump.
Bump. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is tonight, Lori. And
I'll try it.
CW.
There's a new Pretty Little Liars Original Sin dropping tonight, but I'm going to the Turf Club. I'm going to listen to some good music.
Yeah,
tonight.
You were saying there's all kinds of good stuff tonight.
I'm busy. I can't be bothered with watching
television.
And I have
tomorrow off, so today's like Friday for me, so I can go out and really whoop it up tonight.
Good for you.
Brittany's in tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, she's good. Fun. She'll be impressed that you talked Housewives with me for a half hour today.
That's
because the behavior of a very, you know, of a soap opera star is just out of hand.
It is out of hand. It's been out of hand starting last year. I was indignant with Lisa.
But we met her and she was so lovely too.
We met her like 12 years
with
ago.
Joey Fatone.
I know. She would have been, I don't know, that red carpet corresponding didn't work. We made more years than she did. I think she only did the one season.
She did.
For TV Guide.
I know.
So Casey and I, he's like, you know, everything that we're watching is sort of once a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there we are not really watching any show that is bingeable or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I found us a new show. We just watched one episode last night. And I guess
it came out
in April and totally missed it. It's called Slow Horses. It's spy fiction. Gary Oldman.
What channel?
It is on Apple Plus. They're like really...
Slow Horses,
and it dropped in April. Let me make sure I'm on the right. Is it Apple Plus? Yeah, Apple Plus. Yep, They're having a lot of good shows because you have For All Mankind and Blackbird.
Blackbird was great.
Was great, and you've got Severance was on Apple.
There's
and
a new one
show.
Too that's just starting.
So the Slow Horses dropped like maybe in March, and it's follows this dysfunctional team of M15 agents in England and their obnoxious boss played by Gary Oldman.
Mm-hmm.
And they navigate, you know, the espionage world of smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
If you like spy fiction, I mean, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I think there's just
like
six episodes.
Okay.
I do too.
We love spy fiction.
We really do. Jack Loudon is in it and you'll recognize him from Dunkirk.
Oh, yeah.
And a few other things. But it's just a very quick-witted, exciting drama. So And I think there's only like 6 episodes. And I think there might be a season 2. But
all right.
Just we wanted something like, okay, if we just felt like binging and then we watch one episode and we're like, oh, well, we're not probably going to be able to even come back to that
right,
one.
Right, right, right.
We got a taste and it seemed like
Did anyone bother with We Crashed with Jared Leto? Gee,
that no. had no and buzz. Anne Hath-
I,
no.
I tried it.
Mm-hmm. I know. It. You know what? I read a Vanity Fair story about that couple, and this We Crash might have been based on this series of Vanity Fair stories about this couple who came up with this
WeWork concept, the public workspace, which really is something that has taken off. But not,
they were very good. They conned so many people out of money.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
Oh,
out of money. And I don't know. I don't know why. I didn't. I feel like we've watched so much grifting go on in real life around ourselves that I just was not interested in watching that.
Got it.
That show. And it didn't get a lot of buzz.
It didn't.
Even though Anne Hathaway and Jared Leto, you know, were in it and playing this kind of charismatic, you know, these Pied Piper of...
His accent was hard. It was in his, he's supposed to be an Israeli man with speaking English. And it just doesn't...
Yeah.
I think no one can do, after Julia Gardner did her...
Oh, Anna Delvey.
Yeah.
Finding Anna, she was so good.
She was so good at that.
Grant, have you watched any of Love Island? Have you gone to Peacock?
No, I did not. No. I watched that first one they gave us on USA Network.
And that was it. That you was haven't it. Gone back?
I haven't gone back there. Because it's not accessible, like we had talked about. Yeah. But they teased us with this one on USA Network that recorded for me. It was right there. And then I haven't gone back.
Yeah, they want you to go to Peacock. And people like that show, The Resort.
I was just going to say that.
Okay.
Yes.
That's on Peacock.
Yes.
On Peacock and kind of if you like a White Lotus. Yeah. And it's actually getting pretty good reviews.
Yeah, great reviews, actually.
I haven't had a chance to check it out, but there was
87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, people like it.
Yeah.
If you like White Lotus.
It's an anniversary trip, puts a marriage to the test.
That goes awry.
Yeah, when a couple finds themselves in one of the Yucatan's most bizarre unsolved mysteries.
I told you guys about that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And it looks really good.
Yeah, it's been out for a couple of weeks, but I didn't think any of us had tried it.
I have not yet. Yeah. No.
But why that's because we're knee deep in Better Call Saul and Animal Kingdom.
Just not enough time in a day.
Julie and I got knee deep into Blackbird.
And just binged that whole thing.
I heard that was an amazing ending. I have not seen the ending yet.
It was great.
They wrapped it up well?
It was great.
Just like the real life story.
Okay.
It was great. Because it is based on a true story.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was great.
Good.
And kind of bittersweet with the Ray Liotta and the character he plays.
Oh,
and,
Grant, you'll love it.
Oh, my gosh. And... Boy, he looked rough. And
he looked rough. He did look, but yeah.
You could see something was a brewing. From what I've seen.
You're right, Grant.
Something was going on there.
Because he's only 67.
Yeah, he looked lifeless in parts of it.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was the makeup because he was playing this guy who wasn't in good health. So I think they helped him along with that.
You're right.
There was a movie that he was filming in Costa Rica that is the last appearance that we're going to see him in. This was Ray Liotta's last TV appearance, Blackbird.
Is the Field of Dreams game tonight?
Yes.
Okay, my friend is there. She sent me a picture. So it's on Fox tonight?
Yes, it'll be on Fox.
We already had a Field of Dreams at the beginning of the baseball season, right?
No, last year we had Yankees versus White Sox. That was the first one.
And is this going to be an annual thing?
Yes, now it is an annual thing.
Like
different
football goes to London?
Yeah, or like we do the hockey games on New Year's Day.
So. All right, got it. Yep. All right, there we go. Sports are us. Selena lost her second round. Aww. I'm sorry. We're going to watch for her at the U.S. Open to have a run. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
Job done. Off to good.